President Bush is expected to talk about the war on terrorism and the rebuilding of Iraq. Aides say he'll also outline plans on several domestic issues. Democratic Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold says Bush needs to be bold and candid.
If the president isn't really talking about the job loss in this country and the enormous pressure of health insurance costs, then he's not really talking about the State of the Union. He's papering over it. And he needs to make dramatic proposals to address the job loss and the health care, not milquetoast proposals.
Republicans control both houses of Congress, but Feingold says Senate Democrats will try to slow proposals that don't make sense. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle is also looking for some specifics on the health care front.
What would be a dream message would be that he'll get out of our way and allow us to buy drugs from Canada. That's the single piece of news that he could do that would help people in Wisconsin, not only senior citizens, but everybody who is getting prescription drugs.
Doyle also wants to hear Bush's ideas for improving the manufacturing job base. The president is expected to unveil a worker training plan that would funnel $120 million in grants to programs at community colleges. At least one state labor union is planning a small gathering where laid-off or lowly paid workers will watch and respond to the president's speech. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.